The president is alleged to have he abused his office and his power. You can't prosecute that. You can't go down to the 15th precinct on 21st Avenue and go, hey, or I'm sorry, 21st Street. Now, there is no 21st Avenue in New Tenochtitlan. You can't go down and go to Sergeant Malarkey, the desk sergeant. I want to prosecute the president for the crime abusing his office. The political civil authority is above municipal prosecution. You got to understand this, ladies and gentlemen. You'll never get this. And you'll get beaten in every social media argument you get in. An impeachable offense would be something that would not be prosecutable in a court of law. You could not. Now, I say a court of law, I mean legal, municipal authority. Somebody's going to go, what about perjury? They've got to be Bill Clinton on perjury. Well, that's a different kind of a proceeding. Again, that's basically the law same and a juridical body, the Bar Association same. You can't perjure. So you can't lie during a criminal prosecution. So that's there's a distinction there. So what would a high crime be? Again, a high crime would be one branch usurping a power guaranteed to another among the three branches. That's an example of a high crime. If Trump actually did commit a war crime, if he actually did order a genocide, that's a high crime. If he told someone to go and steal. Well, let me think here. If he caused, no, that'd be a low crime. High crime is not something you're going to see on Judge Judy. How about that? Or Judge Wapner at four. Okay. So what is bribery? Bribery is a low crime. It's not a high crime. You could be prosecuted for bribery in a municipal court. People are prosecuted for bribery all the time. It is a municipal action against a political authority. So politicians are prosecuted for bribery in every state, often, okay? That's not a high crime. So what are they going after the president for now? Well, one of the things here, clip number four, you mentioned bribery. It is Pelosi.
You talked about bribery a second ago.
Yes, bribery.
That's a very serious charge.
It's
what
in the Constitution.
What makes this a case of bribery?
Well, you know, we're talking Latin around here, in pluribus unum, from anyone. Quid pro quo, bribery.
That's not bribery.
And that is in the Constitution attached to the impeachment proceedings.
So what was the bribe here?
The bribe is to grant or withhold military assistance in return for a public statement of a fake investigation into the elections.
Okay.
Well,
first of all, Biden has not been nominated. He is not. He is only a candidate. He's not been nominated. He is not a political operative. He is not in the opposition party and has any power to exercise over anyone. He can't, therefore, by definition, he cannot be a political enemy. He can be a civil enemy, can't be a political enemy. Let's get the distinctions right. You want to quote Latin? Let's go, Nan. Article 2, Section 4. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Now, again, bribery you can prosecute in a lower court. No one's ever been taken out for bribery. They should have taken Jack Murtha out. Martha, for what amounted to bribery. I mentioned Charlie Wilson the other day. That wasn't bribery, though. So when you're talking in bribery at the executive level, you're talking about bribing someone inside one of those three branches. This is not what's going on here. All right, let's proceed. So there could be an instance where if the president said, here, play House of Cards and Frank, what's his name, Underwood for a minute. If the president went to the Speaker of the House and said, I got pictures of you and a sheep, and I want you to do this, and it's illegal, but I want you to do it anyway, or I'm going to release the pictures of the sheep. Okay, that's a bribery. That'd be an impeachable offense. That's a bribery. But dollar level bribery at the local, the other kind of bribery where you're bribing someone in a civil authority or someone else outside of the federal government. Again, impeachment are crimes in between the branches, not in what is committed in other actions, in other in action between other states. Okay. Now, here's the humdinger. You want to hear the whopper? Here you go. Shrieker Pelosi.
The public being along on the idea of impeachment, of bringing the public along. Do you think yesterday, the witnesses, your members, the questioning was effective in convincing the public this is a worthwhile thing to pursue?
Well, it's a, look, first and foremost,
can you pause that for just a second? What the guy said was, do you think the hearings went well yesterday for the Democrats? Didn't appear that your witnesses broke any new ground or said anything new. Okay.
To honor our oath of office, to protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic.
She just did it. Enemy.
And that
enemy.
Is our responsibility. The clarity for the public to understand what is there, it wasn't as clear, in my view, when you say obstruction of justice, obstruction of justice, obstruction of justice, 11 times in the Mueller report. That is justification enough for inquiring into an impeachment. This had a story, a narrative about the president threatening to grant or withhold certain privileges, certain military assistance voted on by the Congress to Ukraine, which is in our national interest to do so because they were fighting the Russians. They've already lost over 11,000, 12,000, 13,000 people fighting the Russians.
100 million.
And that's why I say all roads lead to Putin. Putin benefited from our not any holding up of that foreign that military assistance. Putin benefited by the action taken by the president and vis-a-vis Syria and Turkey because they wanted a stronger stronghold in the Middle East, and the president gave them that. Putin benefited from the president's comments about uncertainty about our support for NATO. Putin benefited. The list goes on. I won't even go into the elections, just those three, because they're the three I have mentioned to the president when I have said, with you, Mr. President, all roads lead to Putin.
This woman is bat crazy. You do not get to conduct foreign policy, ma'am. If he wants to call Putin a rat bastard, he can call him a rat bastard. You can't impeach him for it. I mean, I have never in my entire life, 57 years on this planet, I have never heard, and I've heard a lot, I have truly never heard anything more bizarre and fantastical than that. So, 11, you know, she started off, 11,000 troops were did at 12,000 troops, 13,000. Hey, why'd you say a million? Come on, it's a rounding error. A million Ukrainians were killed, murdered. She is accusing him of being responsible for the Ukrainian war dead. Since when is it our flipping responsibility to fight Ukraine's wars? And by the by, you have war-making power, ma'am. If you so desperately want to get rid of Putin, declare a freaking war. You got the votes, babe. Go in there, say Putin is colluding with Trump, Russia is evil, we got to take him out, we have an army to do it, let's have a vote. Make a war declaration, send it over to the Senate. Maybe they'll concur. Lindsey Graham likes war. And then Trump has to fight Putin. Ooh, what a great coup that is.